I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. In Mexico, she's skinny dipped by many agape, and when they got back, they snubbed Raquel's puppy. It's Watch What Happens Live with Brittany Cartwright and Jax Taylor now. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Zoo Lovers Day with the man who used to be considered a dangerous wild animal and the woman who is currently raising him in captivity. From Vanderpump Rules, it's Brittany Cartwright and Jax Taylor. Boy, someone's getting married in a couple months because you're both. You both look really good. Yeah.
We're on those wedding diets.
I know, I like it. Over at the bar, her new book, He Said, She Said, Lessons, Stories, and Mistakes from My Transgender Journey, is out now, and something tells me that one of my guests will identify with the mistakes part. Say hi to Gigi Gorgeous. Hey, Gigi. Great to see you, Gigi. Gigi, you're a big Vanderpump Rules fan, I heard.
I am a huge Vanderpump
we're
Rules
Gigi
fan.
Fans. Yeah,
and
we're
Gigi fans. You guys are all Gigi fans.
Oh, yes.
I want to know what you thought of Billy Lee's reaction to the girls' night out party.
Okay, I will say, you know, I totally relate with this in a certain aspect, you know, feeling left out because
right.
you're transgender, but I do feel that she blew it out of proportion a little bit. I do take Lala's side here.
Wow.
But I wasn't there, so I
okay.
don't know.
All right. The ladies of Vanderpump Rules could not stop making out with each other in Mexico, which was really fun. Brings us to our first poll. Go to WWHL.TV. Here we go. Who would you want to dip in the lady pond with, we want to know?
Ooh.
Ariana, Brittany, Katie, Kristen, Lala, Sheena, or
oh, Ariana.
Stassi. Wow. Ariana.
Ariana just left the 80s.
Wow, this is... You say Gigi Gorgeous says Lala. I mean, looks like Ariana is running away. Okay. All right, we'll keep this up. More people are voting. All right, well, there you go.
Okay. Hey, I'm second.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I'm going down again.
No. Okay, guess what? What's the only thing more embarrassing than your crush not answering your sext? Your crush telling your boss about it. Check this out.
Photo, please. I was planning on sending Adam a photo of my ass at some point in Mexico. I like sent him a cute picture earlier, and then he like didn't say anything. And then I was like, "You good?" Well, I'm annoyed as that he's not responding because I look hot in that photo.
You guys are an item. You're always together.
Don't say we're an item, especially in front of her, please.
Okay.
Do you want to see a picture she sent?
And you didn't respond to that?
Listen, she's a great girl. I just get worried that she's gonna get too attached, and then like someone's gonna get hurt.
Okay, Jax, if you were dating someone and they sent you that photo, would you respond?
I would, yeah. If I was dating them, of course, of course.
Okay, what if you were just banging her?
Probably not.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, I mean, you don't want to let him know.
Okay. I don't know how I'm supposed to react to
that.
I'm sorry.
Should I be excited?
You're answering the question. Okay, Raquel was very sad that nobody wanted to attend Graham's puppy shower. We want to know how you feel. Head back to WWHL.TV and tell us, puppy showers make sense or not a chance? That was very sad watching her go around inviting people to the party.
Oh, my God.
Did no one try to stop her before she thought of this idea?
Jax, come on. You know how bad I felt that day.
You feel bad. You're like so nice. You're the nicest one on the show.
It made me feel really bad because Raquel is very nice to me. I have no issues with her.
Sweet girl.
Looks like you guys say not a chance for the puppy party. Thank you. I know you have questions for Brittany and Jax, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on tonight's Pump Rules, after Katie criticized his manhood, Schwartz tapped into his romantic side, which happened to involve a violin vending machine, chips, and some feline role play. Watch this.
I don't like when Katie belittles my penis. It's nice. I always make Katie initiate with sex.
You know, Katie was saying that she felt like you guys hadn't really connected with each other in a while.
I'm gonna initiate tonight.
What the hell is this?
It's romance. It's all your favorite stuff.
Mostly. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wanna make a baby?
Come here, honey.
That was very sweet. Okay, here's what I want to hear from you. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, should Katie stop making fun of Schwartz's penis? Yes or no?
Yeah.
It seems to me that the more she makes fun of it, the less apt it is to get hard. Am I right?
I mean, it would for me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like a landslide, you guys say. Oh, look, 8% of you think she should continue making fun of his penis. That is nasty. Do you make fun of Jax's penis?
No.
No, you like it.
She loves it.
Yeah.
Hey, but whatever, you know.
Sorry, that's true. Just kidding. Sorry, Mom.
I'm sure Katie likes it, too. That's just their joke.
Right.
That's how they joke with each other.
You're sure Katie likes Jax's penis?
No.
No, okay.
Katie likes Tom's.
Right, okay. Second, Sheena has always been one of Sir's best waitresses, but after seeing how she stirred the pot with Billy tonight, Lisa should consider putting her on the kitchen staff. Watch.
I don't want you to be completely excluded from things like Jax and Brittany's engagement party. They don't want you there because you remind them of James.
That's high school. Oh, you actually hang out with so-and-so, so I'm not gonna invite you to my party. I did nothing wrong to them.
It's not that I don't want to invite you because of that. It's just that whenever I talk to Jax about it, he doesn't think you're a very trustworthy person.
I've had so much love for you. I just feel I'm like, why is she not including me?
With all my family coming in and everything, I don't want there to be all this tension going on.
We have to go by people that we really know, and Jax put the axe on it, and I can't. That's my fiance.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, should Billy be invited to the engagement party? Yes or no?
I mean, this is my family. I got people coming in from all over. I got to make sure she's happy. I didn't even have my own mother there.
So I thought you explained it. I thought you explained it pretty well.
It's not a party. Let's go drink on the weekends. This is my engagement party.
It seemed like Sheena misrepresented it.
She definitely did. Yeah. Sheena apologized to me after that. And also, me and Billy have also talked about it. And she understands. She's like been like, I completely understand where you're coming from. Like, it was a lot of drama. And it was my bridesmaids, my close friends.
You're so sweet. You're codependent about everything. Has the La bridesmaid thing happened yet?
Yeah.
It hasn't. Okay. You guys say no, she shouldn't. Okay. Finally, from nightmare boyfriend to dream fiance, Jax is truly a leopard who's changed his spots. But when it comes to doing random acts of kindness for Brittany, is he still a little spotty? Here's what. Let's find out with random Jax of kindness. Brittany, I'm going to ask you about some sweet things Jax might do for you. You will guess if he would or not, and Jax, you will confirm or deny.
Okay.
Brittany, would Jax go on a week-long one-on-one road trip with your mom?
I would think maybe he would.
Jax?
Yeah.
You wouldn't. okay.
I love Sherry.
No, I know, but
I feel like
a week
long.
She's at our apartment. apartment right now.
She's out of my house right now.
Brittany, would Jax pick your nose for you so you wouldn't ruin a fresh manicure?
Yes.
Yes, she would. Okay, would Jax take the time to pack you a turkey sandwich for lunch every day?
Oh, yeah.
Yes? Wow.
Absolutely.
Would Jax let you wax him down there if you told him it was important to you?
Wait.
Would Jax let you wax him down, like, wax his balls and stuff?
Well, I actually brought out a waxing kick not that long ago at the house, and he was not having anything to do with it.
No, I manscaped. We're good.
Okay. Would Jax tattoo your name on his arm where Stassi's name used to be?
No. I don't want that. I don't want that.
Gotta stick that knife in there, don't you?
Well, yeah, I do. Yeah. If you got pregnant, would Jax abstain from booze in solidarity?
Yes.
I think he would try, but I don't know if he would succeed.
And you say yes, you would.
Really good lately. With
yeah, you've been great. Huh?
Okay, would Jax allow another man in the bedroom if it was a fantasy of yours?
No.
No.
Yeah, right.
No, Jax?
No.
We had a lot of holes, just a hole conversations with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know. But that's just my fiance.
Okay. All right, thank you very much for playing. For both of you, Burlad 255, is James invited to the wedding?
I mean, that's kind of a...
Okay, Rob Inc. 553. Why does Jax block people so much on Twitter? I said Below Deck and Vanderpump Rules were my favorite, and he blocked me. You do seem to prematurely block
people. He does.
Yeah,
he does.
You do.
It's my Twitter.
And
you don't have to follow me.
Right.
No one's putting a gun to your head.
Okay, all right.
Right?
Okay.
And then they write me and say, why
But you
Jax
did tell me
to
mute people.
Muting
is my favorite.
Muting is so much better because then they don't have the power.
Muting.
They don't know that you...
I didn't know muting existed, and when you told me that, that's now I am a muter.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm an avid muter.
Okay. A lot of people want to know when they can get some of that beer cheese.
We're hoping it'll come out this summer. This summer.
Okay. Brittany, how are you doing? How are you doing health-wise, and are you back to drinking like a badass?
I do not drink as much as I was.
No.
I've taken it easy. I am drinking a little bit today.
Okay.
Nerves.
Jax, Insurance Babe wants to know if you're a little jealous of the TomTom success.
No, very happy for them.
Brittany, Sheena N wants to know how your dad feels about you marrying Jax.
They are getting along great.
Yeah.
I think that he's excited. He seems excited.
Lindsay 719 wondering if Jax still believes Kristen slept with James on vacation.
No, I mean, she pleaded her
Kristen's
case really
girl,
hard.
So.
No, yeah, I don't think so. I think after the reunion,
I don't think so. I think that they stayed up,
They may have stayed up, but I don't think
anything
else happened.
Nothing, yeah.
Did you guys have a pounding headache after that reunion?
For a couple days.
Yeah, me too.
For a couple days. Like I said, it was
reunion.
The worst reunion I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was. Bort Malfoy wants to know, Jax, why should we believe you over Lindsay Lohan about you hooking up? Jax's track record for telling the truth is not good. And does Brittany believe they hooked up? Do you believe that Jackson, Lindsay Lohan?
I mean, I try not to think about it because I love Mean Girls, so I don't want to have a bad image of Lindsay Lohan.
Why? That would be a good image.
Well, Jonathan's our friend, so
but
it's
yeah,
okay.
But yeah, but I don't know. He says it's true. His friends were there the night. They've even said it, so I kind of believe, I mean, I believe Jackson.
I try to block that out. I mean, it's a pretty bad thing if I got Lindsay Lohan telling me that this isn't true, so I feel like I hit rock bottom after that.
What year would you say this was?
I think she got married like the next day or got in a car accident or something. That's all. I can't remember.
It was like he was way younger.
Was Vanderpump Rules on the air yet?
It was 10, no, no way before.
Okay, so
I was super
snatched.
It was like 2006, 2007.
It doesn't even look like the same person.
Right.
I mean, kind of. Like, you look better to me now.
Yeah, it was like 2006,
really. Let's go to Elizabeth from North Carolina. Hey, Elizabeth, what's your question?
Next day. I can't remember.
Hey, Andy Cohen.
I
don't know what you're doing, the whole facial hair thing, but I just wanted to ask, are mustache rides going to be free?
Are what?
Mustache rides, honey. Our mustache rides gonna be free.
Free for you, Elizabeth.
God bless you and America too. My question is for Brittany and Jax.
Okay.
After watching Stassi and Bo and their fighting and whatnot, do you think that that's a relationship that will make it or not?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Good question. He said he's a battered boyfriend.
Oh, I know that they've had their hard times, but Saucy is the happiest I've ever seen her. Bo is amazing for her. They are so great together. I couldn't be happier for them. I think they're going to go all the way.
I love Bo.
Well, on next week's Pump Rules, Jax and Brittany go to therapy, and I think it will be therapeutic for them to watch it back now in front of all of us. Here's a sneak peek.
We used to fight a lot, and my family saw us fight and everything. My dad had a hard time with it for a while.
I just need someone to yell at. She just so happens to be in the way.
For me, it's like I know he's done so much, and he has changed so much, and I do trust him again, but there's still like a little bit of me that doesn't trust him.
This is the first time hearing about this, to be honest. But I think it made us stronger, if anything. It definitely made her stronger.
And I'm not saying, oh my gosh, you should go out there and cheat on your girlfriend to make your girlfriend stronger. I'm just saying, she came out good.
She came out good. Thanks, baby.
What?
Sorry.
She came out good?
No, don't watch that part.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Okay.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Guess what? It's game time, everybody.
That wasn't really.
We saw the doctor tell Brittany that drinking alcohol might cause her pain. And while I'm no doctor, something tells me this game will include a lot of alcohol and a little pain for Jax. It's time for Hit Me with Your Best Shot. I'm going to ask Brittany some Vanderpump Rules trivia questions. For every wrong answer, Jax has to either do a shot of booze or let Brittany whack him in the head with one of these breakaway bottles. Why did I do that? Okay, here we go.
I'm so excited.
Okay, I just demoed on myself. Okay, how did Schwartz and Sandoval meet? Who answers the question? Brittany, you answer.
Oh, I answer.
Yeah.
How did Schwartz and Sandoval? Through one of those websites. What's it called?
Craigslist.
That's funny.
Sorry, I knew. Okay. I can think of it. Brain fart.
Who did Kristen punch at Sheena's wedding?
James. I watched that with Sheena.
Yes. What did Jack steal and gift to Stassi during their first week of dating?
I don't know because I didn't.
It was, Jax, do you want to say what it was?
Remember.
It was a wallet.
No, that's not true.
Well, that's what was on the show, sweetie. Okay, you want to hit him on the thing or you want him to do a shot?
I'm going to do this for
okay,
bad.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Okay. All right. Finish this James Kennedy lyric to Top Man.
Oh.
She said she'd show me love, but she ain't. Blank. Any idea?
No idea.
Do you want
whatsoever.
Him to do a shot or the bottle?
Shot.
Okay, there you go. All right,
no
good job. What did Jax?
We don't watch it.
Do the shot. What did Jax famously take off before fighting Frank in Vegas?
I know this. The sweater.
Yes, the sweater. The letter A Sandoval tattooed on his butt for Ariana was meant to resemble what food?
A bacon egg.
Yes, bacon. Yes. Which Vanderpump cast member got a perm on camera?
A perm?
Yes.
In the past 7 years?
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe.
I know.
I honestly
it was
don't
Tom
know.
Schwartz.
Oh,
yes.
Schwartz.
You want to do a shot or do the thing?
Another shot, honey.
Okay, there you go.
I like to get people drunk.
All right, thanks for playing. Okay, let's roll some calls. Jay from Vegas. Hey, Jay, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, when you're ready for the swirl, you let me know. But my question is for the
Jay, I'm always ready for the swirl. Thank you.
I'm through. My question is for Brittany. I want to know, why is it for you Why is it so easy for you to forgive Jack and not James when some of their actions are so similar?
The reason is because I love Jax and I have a huge, you know, relationship and everything with him. I know James from being one of my very best friend's ex-boyfriends. So we never really had that bond. We never created a friendship, nothing like that. We worked every now and then together at Sir. I was very nice to him all the time and he's disrespected me many times. So for me, that's why it's easier to forgive somebody I love more than somebody that I've met a couple times or that I'm around a couple times.
Megan Noakes wants to know if Jax is still into sucking toes.
I mean, that doesn't just go away.
Victory 868 wants to know, Jax, do you ever see yourself working at TomTom?
No.
Linda C wants to know, Brittany, what part of the wedding is Jax being the cheapest about?
Everything.
Yeah, he's looking after everything. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we also just bought a house, so
yeah,
we're like
right.
After the house, it's a lot more like I just watching over every single thing that we do.
I just didn't want to get married and move into an apartment, back to our apartment.
I want to thank Brittany Jax and Gigi Gorgeous for being here. Hey, everybody, it is the after show. We're hanging out with Jax and Brittany and Gigi Gorgeous. Gigi's book is called Lessons, Stories, and Mistakes from My Transgender Journey. It's out now. Very revealing and open, which is your brand.
And classic. So, it's definitely not my brand.
Why? You're very revealing.
I mean, internally, yeah.
No, but on YouTube, I mean, I feel like you share a lot with your fans about yourself.
I do share a lot, but the title He Said, She Said was kind of meant to be like tabloidy. Like, I always grew up seeing these like gorgeous magazine covers of these girls in Cosmopolitan bending over, oiled up, hair blowing, and I kind of wanted my first book to have that kind of whole vibe.
Where did you grow up, by the way?
Toronto, Canada.
Toronto.
Yes.
And did you always, at what age did you know that you were in the wrong body?
Probably age 5, but I
really?
I put it away. I was an athlete. I was on my way to the Olympics. I was a diver, springboard and platform diver, like Tom Daly.
Really?
I don't know if he's been on the show, but he should be.
No, I would like him on the show.
He should be. Yeah. He's gorge. He's probably definitely right up this show's alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, so once I stopped that, I kind of revisited it. And I was like, okay, I think there might be something going on inside me. And then I met someone who was trans, and then the rest is history.
Wow, very good. All right, let's take some calls. Tabitha from Wisconsin. Hey, Tabitha, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Congrats again. I was wondering if Jax and Brittany had heard anything from LVP about the Housewives drama, if that spills over to y'all.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys talk about that at all when you're...
I have not.
I mean, well, we knew about the dog, whatever it was going on.
Yeah,
like, I had heard it, not from Lisa, but just, like, in the gossips.
Yeah.
But other than that, we don't know too much.
Yeah. Let's go to JoJo from Miami. Hey, JoJo.
Hi, guys. So my question's for Gigi Gorgeous.
Okay.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too, JoJo.
Miami and on the, like, next week on the 14th, right, for your book signing?
Yes, I'm on the book tour. Bitch, you know what you're talking about. I love this. I will see you on the date, Gorge.
Thank you so much. I'm not going to make it, but will you come by my job so you can sign a copy of my book?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Just DM me your address. I'll send you a signed copy.
All right. Thanks, JoJo. You got a signed copy. All right. Let's go to Steven from L.A. Hey, Steven, what's your question?
Hey, really quick. Hey, Jax, I lost my dad in 2012. So all I got to say is stay strong, buddy.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
over
you.
Time, everything will
you
get
too.
Better. Thank you. Just really quick, I was just curious, were you guys planning on having your honeymoon? And do you guys plan on having any kids?
Ooh.
They're going to have nine kids
right away. Yeah. honeymoon, we haven't really decided yet.
I want to go to like Jamaica or something like that. Definitely something tropical.
Wow, so you have not decided yet.
We have.
The wedding's in June.
Yeah, but it's there's a lot that goes into it.
Okay.
We bought a house here.
Yeah, we're buying a house.
So I've been pulling back a little bit more than maybe I should, but we're just...
Well, that's good. You know what? Yeah. I have said this to you many times over the years. that I'm worried about you spending
not me
any money. I have said to you that I want you to save whatever you are making from the show,
right.
Vanderpump Rules.
Right. Well, I don't spend any of my money show.
Good.
My show from the I don't spend my show money.
Good.
I spend my other stuff money.
Good.
So
good.
I did the Jay Leno method.
Okay, good.
So yeah.
Good.
We're trying to be smart, Andy.
We're very smart.
Good. Well,
hey, you might want to talk to some of the other cast members.
Like, no,
oh, I want to hear who.
Not me.
Who's
I'm good. I'm frugal. My dad
Sandoval.
Taught me well.
Sandoval.
I'm not naming any names.
Well, Sandoval, I mean, Sandoval.
Not naming any
names. I mean,
names.
You saw him spend $18,000 on a motorcycle just for a gag.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, it's Sandoval.
You also have, like, a lot of cars, so you can't
who's the lady? Who's the lady on the show that spends the most money?
What do you think, Brett? Probably.
Well, Lala.
Probably Lala.
I mean, let's be
Lala
real.
Lala Stassi, probably.
Yeah, Lala Stassi.
Henry M. wants to know your thoughts on Kristen and Carter's relationship. Should they break up?
Oh, God, I'm not going there.
I want Kristen to be happy, and whatever is going to make her happy is what I want her to do.
And
what did
who
you
knows?
Guys do after the Vanderpump Rules reunion? Did you guys all go out together that night?
What did we do? No, Katie and Tom came back to our apartment.
We went home, and we went to Katie and Tom came over. We hung out. We played Oculus and, like, did a couple things.
Ordered Taco Bell.
Yeah, ordered a
ton of Taco Bell.
Okay.
Did
and just kind of recapped on what the hell just happened because
yeah.
It was such a whirlwind of emotions. Everyone's like, do you guys all want to go
were
out? Usually we go out
afterwards.
Mom,
I cried.
Were people mad?
People was mad. People
were people mad at me? People
no
were
was mad.
At, I think people
Kristen
were mad.
Just stormed off and didn't even talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And then people
nobody
kind of went their own ways.
Really? I think Kristen might have been mad at me.
It's
no,
never
Kristen
ended like that before. That's the first
right.
time the reunion's ever ended that crazy. And people kind of just went their
yeah.
own ways.
Yeah, yeah,
scary.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Yeah, I took my Tom sweatshirt and
peaced out. Yeah, you're out.
Yeah,
yeah. You're like, I'm out of here, man. I was a smart move.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to
that ride home was very
get the hell
somber.
Out of yeah, yeah, yeah. I ate
crazy.
A Chiba Chew in the car leaving the place.
Yeah. But then we all went to Vegas together the next
yeah,
day.
Yeah, you did. Wow.
So at the end of the day, we're family, you know?
Yeah.
Well, with some of them.
Yeah.
I want to thank Brittany and Jackson, Gigi, for more. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.